This is... Oh, haven't you heard? Written by Bananas of Thorns, read to you by Mistborn Hero. A Daredevil podfic rated for general audiences and featuring the relationship Frank Castle and Matt Murdock, with the added bonus of the Punisher, Daredevil, and Matt Murdock when Clint is trying to figure out who his friend Matt is dating. It features the additional characters Karen Page, Foggy Nelson, and Natasha Romanoff, and is tagged for crack, miscommunication. Clint thinks Matt is dating Daredevil and the Punisher. Clint is wrong. Mostly. Misunderstandings. Summary. After encountering both Daredevil and the Punisher in Matt's apartment, Clint decides that Matt needs an intervention. Clint nearly has a heart attack the first time he collapses down on Matt's couch, only to come face to face with the Daredevil mask. He manages to control his panic to a single screech, but it's enough to make Matt come running. "Clint?" he asks. "Matt, why the fuck is Daredevil's mask sitting on your coffee table?" Panic flashes across Matt's face for a second. "Oh, I..." Clint feels a sensation of horror descending on him as he realizes. No, you don't have to tell me. I do not want to hear about your sex life with the resident devil. Matt's mouth moves wordlessly for a moment. Clint plows on before he becomes even more traumatized. Anyway, do you have coffee? Matt doesn't answer for a second, still looking panicked and slightly confused, but eventually he shrugs and goes to the kitchen. Clint studies the Daredevil mask for a moment. He turns it around just before Matt comes back. The opaque red eyes are fucking creepy. Clint has no idea what Matt sees in it, metaphorically. Clint doesn't meet Matt's second boyfriend, who also just so happens to be a dangerous vigilante, until a few months later. He hasn't seen any more of Daredevil's things around the apartment, so he thinks that maybe Matt has come to his senses. He is in the kitchen, eating Matt's food and waiting for him to change out of his work clothes, when he hears footsteps on the roof. He is immediately alert and nearly impales the Punisher with a fork when he comes walking down the stairs from Matt's roof. The fucker doesn't even have the audacity to look alarmed. "Where's Red?" he asks instead. It takes a moment for Clint to get over his shock and they realize that the Punisher is asking about Daredevil. It takes him another moment to get over his realization that not only is Matt still dating Daredevil, he is also dating the Punisher. He's not here. Clint manages to stutter out, avoiding direct eye contact by looking for a new fork. His old one is still in the wall. The Punisher walks around it and continues down the stairs, reaching the bottom just as Matt exits his bedroom.
"Matt?"
the Punisher asks. He sounds confused for some reason.
"He said..."
He starts gesturing towards Clint, even though Matt can't see it. Klimp thinks. Panic crosses Matt's face for a second, but it's gone before he can be sure.
Red isn't here right now. He had to go out.
Matt says quickly, cutting the Punisher off. They stare at each other for a second, having a silent conversation or something, and then the Punisher nods.
Right.
Clint clears his throat from the kitchen, waving his new fork.
I'm just gonna...
he says, pointing towards the door. Matt must hear his intentions in his voice because he nods.
Of course.
We'll catch up some other time. Clint decides Matt needs an intervention when he sees Daredevil and the Punisher beating each other up on top of Matt's apartment. He asks Natasha to come with him when he goes to talk with Matt a few days later, but she just gives him a look that she uses when she knows something he doesn't. She uses it often, though, so he doesn't question it and goes to Foggy and Karen instead. They exchange a look, which makes Clint worried that he's missing something, but they both agree in the end. So, here they are, standing with Matt in the kitchen of his apartment, getting ready to lecture him on his relationship choices. Matt. Clint starts seriously, and Matt tilts his head in acknowledgement. There is a bruise on his cheek, but there is a matching one on Clint's, so he just assumes Matt walked into something.
We just needed to talk about something.
I assumed that was why you were here.
Yes,
Matt says. He sounds resigned. Clint blinks, momentarily thrown off track, but he composes himself quickly.
Daredevil, Matt? Really?
Matt opens his mouth to say something, but Clint cuts him off.
I'm the fucking Punisher. I thought it was bad enough when you were just dating Daredevil, but the Punisher? They are dangerous, Matt.
Matt looks lost for a moment, like he really wasn't expecting this, and Clint allows himself to feel a moment of smugness. Karen and Foggy look like they are trying to contain their laughter, though Clint is not sure if they are laughing at Matt's predicament or something else.
Don't get me wrong, I would be completely fine with you dating two dudes, just not these two dudes. Clint continues, the Punisher is, well, a known murderer, and I've worked with Daredevil a few times. He is intense.
Matt raises an eyebrow.
Yes, I am aware.
And so you're dating them because...
Clint asks. He is fine with Matt's relationship choices. He really is, just not with these people.
Matt takes a deep breath.
Clint.
Yes?
I am Daredevil,
he says. Clint blinks at him.
You...
Matt nods. Clint stares at him. Karen and Foggy look unsurprised and thoroughly amused.
You are blind,
Clint says. Matt nods again.
Yes, I'm aware.
But...
echolocation, kind of.
I use my other senses.
Matt explains, which doesn't help at all. Clint nods slowly, backing out of the room and down the hall.
I'm just gonna go and contemplate my existence for a bit.
He is already back in his room when he realizes Matt never denied dating the Punisher. Across the room, Natasha
catching on to his frustration, grins. It is as close to a real laughter as she ever gets. Clint flips her off. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2023 for the challenge Fresh Coat of Paint. I decided to re-record this since picked mostly at random, to be honest. I remembered it was fun, so I opened it and I found out that it was now an orphaned work, so surprise for me. Anyway, I hope you enjoy if you listen to this after listening to the other one and that you see how much I have grown as a podficker. Thank you for listening and remember to drink some water today.